I'm Gabriel Dubransky. What's your name?
Barbara Andrade Dubransky.
Hi, Mom. So, can you explain your job, please?
Okay. I work for an organization called First 5 LA. We are a public entity who advocates for young children and pregnant women.
Besides just the First 5 job, what made you really want to get into social work specifically?
That's a good question. Well, I will say when I was in high school and counselors would speak to me about, going to college, when I was in high school, not very many students in my high school went to college every year, but it was just beginning to increase. They would say, oh, you're very social. You should become a social worker, which in hindsight to me sounds pretty silly because being a social worker is a professional endeavor. It's not like I'm an event planner. Not that a social worker may not be an event planner for a certain type of event, but so that's kind of one of the things that I remember occurring. I also remember that the social worker at my high school befriended me for whatever reason. And I really liked her, and I thought what she was doing was really meaningful. I grew up in a house that probably could have used a social worker or used some type of support. And so I felt like I would probably understand quite a bit of what it was like for potential clients I had. Because when I started in my bachelor's in social work program, I assumed at that time that I would work directly with families. It was before I understood the concept of macro social work, which is what I am, a macro social worker.
So now, since you're a macro social worker now, can you explain like what that is and what it's like and like how it's different than what you expected to be as a social worker?
Right. So social work is usually taught at three levels: micro, meso, and macro. So micro social work is usually working one-on-one with clients or families, whether that be in child welfare, protecting children, whether it be mental health, et cetera, community work, not community work, meaning in a community-based organization where you're just providing support to families one-on-one. Meso just means you would work with groups. So you might be someone who works in a substance abuse facility, and maybe you do a mix of micro work and meso work where you're working with groups. And there are lots of different ways you could work in a group setting. Macro social workers work in community organizational policy settings. And by organizational, micro social workers work for an organization, but more in an administrative, maybe program design, program evaluation, and as I mentioned, also policy, and that can be policy at multiple levels. People tend to think of policy as legislation. That is one area where social workers are engaged, but there's what I do now is policy work. It's just a different type of policy work. But I'm just fortunate that I love what I do, and I always have loved what I do.